We were just talking before you came on about a number of things, and one of them being rest. And in a schedule like this, and your team's playing four games this week, and yesterday we saw the Maple Leafs and the Oilers, two teams that, you know, really did look tired out there for the lion's share of the game. What are the Jets doing? What are you guys doing to make sure you guys stay as fresh as possible, knowing that fatigue is going to be a factor at many points this season?
Yeah, it's a delicate balance right now because, you know, you're still relatively early in the season and, you did not play any exhibition games, so you're still trying to find your game in a lot of areas, systematically, skill-wise. All those kind of things are something that, everyone is taking into account, but certainly rest is a primary thing. We play five games in 7 nights here this stretch, and the last of our games, the fifth game, is a back-to-back with the opponent sitting there waiting for us, and they're fresh. So it's an interesting dynamic. Everyone's going to have to go through it at different points in time. The stretch even that we actually are on here right now, it's 9 games in 15 days. So now again, some of them are going to be in the same city, which does help on the wear and tear. But we still did play in Toronto the other night and got to Ottawa here to play a fresh Sens team. We landed there, got to the hotel roughly at 1:30. So fatigue is something that players and staffs are going to have to continue to work on throughout the year.
Is there any update on the injury status of Patrick Laine?
No, he's not. He's not in tonight. When we get back to Winnipeg, we'll be able to have our doctors kind of take a little better look at what's going on there that's keeping him off. And again, that's a little bit of the tough part of dealing with things during COVID times here right now. You try to stay in as much in your bubble type of thing, maybe on the road you would have done some different things in the past. Now you're relegated to trying to do some things at home instead.
Berkey.
Hey, Chevy, it's Berkey. Thanks for doing this, man.
My pleasure.
So talk to us about your young defenseman, Ville Heinola. Kid's special, isn't he?
Yeah, he came in and opened some eyes last year in training camp. Obviously, there was no expectations for him to start the season, but he found his way into that lineup. And ultimately, we felt he needed some more time to grow and get stronger. And as an 18-year-old, we sent him back to Finland to play there. And I think he really benefited in some regards here of starting the season over in Finland as well. And he's been playing the first half there. And he had a wonderful World Junior. He's a real smart player. Can move the puck. Is learning. The game is kind of a sponge when it comes to picking up things that go on around him in the game, and he's going to get a chance here tonight, and we're looking for some great things from him.
Sticking with Winnipeg Jets defensemen, and in the game on Monday against the Maple Leafs, and I think this might even stretch back to when Pionk was a Ranger, but Pionk and Mitch Marner really had something going pretty much all game long. Just want to get your thoughts on Pionk in that game, and also, I mean, you guys really came out looking real smart, keying in on this guy as part of that transaction. Your thoughts on Pionk on Monday with Marner, and thoughts on Neil Pionk, the defenseman for the Jets right now?
Yeah, so I think Neil is a player that plays the game very, very honest, and he plays it from whistle to whistle. He's not one of those guys that lets up at any point in time, but he's also not one of those guys that tries to stir anything up after the whistle goes. So he's kind of a throwback guy. He can throw a hip check. He can he can step up in a play. He likes to move the puck. He's got good vision. He may not be the biggest guy on the ice, but he's the first guy to go to any corner to get a puck. So we've been just thrilled with his play over the course of obviously last year and in this very young season so far.
Kyle Connor is off to a hot start with 3 goals in 3 games. He just seems to score 30 goals everywhere he goes. Do you think the secret's not out on him yet? Because I'm seeing a lot of his goals that he's scoring. He's getting open looks. So what do you think makes him an elite goal scorer in the National Hockey League?
Well, I think he finds the quiet areas, and he moves so well. Like he's obviously got great speed, but he moves well laterally, and he's kind of stealth in a lot of different ways, and so he gets himself open, to get pucks, and he finds pucks, and he's not afraid to go and poke a puck in front of the net either. So it's not just a shot; it's he'll go to the dirty areas and make some things happen there, but he'll also go to the quiet areas and he's got a great release and a great shot. So, he's done this, throughout his entire career. Obviously in college, stepping into, into college his first year, he was very good. And, he's found his way here, but kudos to him though. He came through the American League, he played in the American League and learned a lot of the nuances of the game, how to play on the boards, how to, do things that you need to do to be a solid and complete pro. And he accepted that and he did that and he earned his way up to the National Hockey League and is earning everything he gets.
So a lot of people don't know this about the Winnipeg Jets, and I'm not going to ask you to kiss your boss's rear end on this show, but it's typical. The Manitoba Moose are taking in some players from another team in the NHL. Mark Chipman, yourself, everyone looks at the Winnipeg Jets as a great partner. How have you guys come by that label?
Well, I think that it is a testament to ownership. And Mark, Mark's kind of reputation as a person who, is a kind of a deal maker or a builder, goes way back even to when the American Hockey League and the International Hockey League joined forces. Mark was, one of the driving forces there, to help unify minor league hockey, in that regard. And he's earned his way through a lot of these different things. But I think the thing that he would be most proud of and our organization is most proud of is the community work that is done. The foundation that has been developed, throughout the 10 years that we've been in Winnipeg is just, it's helped so many, different people. And the Hockey Academy that has just grown by leaps and bounds in Winnipeg has helped underprivileged kids for many years. And Project 11, the mental awareness and mental health program that, again, the foundation started. Zinger and Mark Chipman were the driving forces behind that. So while Mark will put all his efforts into doing whatever he can to help build this hockey team to be a winner, his efforts off the ice are the ones that really I think the community should be proud of.
Yeah, I'm always interested in hearing general managers talk about skill sets of certain players. And I want to circle back to Patrick Laine because there was one moment this season where I just had to come away from the moment shaking my head saying, I really can't believe that I just saw that. And it's Patrick Laine on a breakaway against the Calgary Flames. And I think the release was either right at the top of the circle or maybe just a foot or two inside of it on a pretty much clean, uncontested breakaway. And I don't know how many players in the NHL would have that type of confidence in their shot to fire it from there with accuracy and put it away like it was nothing. Is there something that you've seen Laine do as well that we might miss that a general manager says, wow, that's what separates this guy from everyone else? Because for me, no one shoots better, harder, more accurate from distance than Laine. What about you?
Yeah, no, I think, obviously the shot is something that everyone, knows about, goalies know about it, but yet he finds a way to, to place it and place it well, and it gets off his stick, so fast. But I think, the underrated side of what he does is, the pass that he made on the power play through the seam in that same game. So, he does have, a unique ability to shoot the puck, but I think his playmaking game is there as well. And, again, he's been in the league for, for a while, so there's no real secrets about what he does. But, what has happened is he's matured, physically, as all young players do, from, joining the league at 18 to where he's at now at 22. Again, it's a process that only can take time, and that's for some players, they're able to step in and do that at that age, and others, take time to grow into their bodies, but that's what makes the players that could do it, like Patrick, special.
How have the new guys up front looked in Trevor Lewis, Nate Thompson, and Stastny in his round two go-around with the Winnipeg Jets?
Well, I don't know if I've actually even met Lewis and Thompson here yet. I've got a mask on. They've all got masks on. No one knows who each other are in a lot of cases. So I think, but they're good. They're good people, and they fit in well. And Trevor came into camp on a PTO and fit right in. On the right side. And Nate is finding his way into our organization's leadership group, as what he's kind of accomplished as a veteran player over the years. And Stas, Stas is Stas. Like, it was like he never left for us. He is a special person, on the ice and off the ice as well. But, it is interesting in these times where you're trying to get together but still be 6 feet apart. It's there are some challenges when it comes to team building and bonding.
Bricky?
Well, you're not going gray nearly as fast as I did, Chevy, so I attribute some of that to the fact that you get to watch Connor Hellebuyck play a lot.
Yeah, it helps you for a few less sleepless nights, and certainly it's a pleasure to have him on our team and just to see his drive and determination, come in year over year. And he's checked off the boxes at all the different levels that he's played, in college with the Richter Award in the American League, where, he got the requisite starts that he needed to get some pro under his belt. And then, he went through some ups and downs in when he first, turned pro in the National Hockey League. And a lot of people, obviously, in hockey crazed Canada here, we're questioning, what's he going to be, but he's found a way to understand his body and understand what he needs to do to be an elite goaltender, and he's driven.
Kevin, I want to finish up on one thing. I'm not going to ask you to comment specifically on the Washington Capitals situation, but it has been the story around the NHL, this cap situation going back to last night. And I do wonder, is there anything other than the obvious protocols that we're all aware of and what you're doing with your Winnipeg Jets? Is there anything else that as a general manager you can make sure that all the protocols are being adhered to and everybody stays safe on your team?
Yeah, I'm not overly familiar with the total situation, in Washington, but I do know, there's obviously a comprehensive set of protocols that have to be followed, and it's something that we're all trying to be mindful of, and sometimes you catch yourself closer than 6 feet than when you should be, but I think the most important thing is to continue wearing masks, it's something that we're all going to have to kind of watch each other on and continue to work towards complying as best as you can.